Mystery plays are part pageant, part religious instruction, part street party. They weren't much liked by some of those behind the English Reformation, and they were banned in 1578, only really being revived for the Festival of Britain in 1951. Chester's mystery plays are now put on once every 5 years, and the latest production opened last night with 560 amateur drama enthusiasts, including 300 children and a donkey. And unusually, this production includes music. Stephanie Power went to the dress rehearsal in the grounds of the city's cathedral last week.
Okay, so really, really sing out. Let's go from the top. Here we go.
I'm Matt Baker from Chester, and I'm the composer for the music for the Chester Mystery Plays 2008. I was the composer for the Mystery Plays in 2003, and that's the first time that it became an almost through composed piece. This year it's grown, so there's about 4 hours worth of music which covers the whole of the plays. That includes underscore, instrumental pieces, lots of solos, huge chorus numbers, and everything else in between.
Robin Goddard, professional director and director of the Chester Mystery Plays 2008.
You directed the Chester Mystery Plays when they were last on 5 years ago.
Yeah, but it was my first stab at it, and I have to admit I played it safe. The interpretation was quite straight down the line. This time we've had a longer rehearsal period, and when I auditioned the actors for the parts, I was looking for people who would take a more subjective attitude, but stand back from the role and reinvent it from the evidence within the plays, within the text, and within the research that between us we did. This guy, Jesus Christ, he was trying to stay true to what he believed, and he had doubts.
I'm Sid Mafia. I'm playing Jesus in the fulfillment. I work at a refinery in Ellesmere Port. I'm an engineer by training, and the last 2 years I've been working as a business analyst. I hope I'm portraying a Jesus who's accessible to people who normally wouldn't be accepted in society, but also a Jesus who expresses the human emotions of sorrow, anger. He may feel guilty about possibly having disappointed his friends, and he wants to make up with his friends if he feels like he's disappointed them. I'm trying to play that kind of Jesus.
Satan, for all your enticements, hunger cannot turn me from my intent.
Hi, I'm Paul DeBeck. I am 21 years of age, and I'll be playing the part of Lucifer. My 9-to-5 job, even though it probably isn't 9-to-5, is I work as a professional magician on cruise ships. There will be some visual effects, as well as some magic in both of the productions, the Prophecy and the Fulfillment. Lucifer this time is much younger. He's quite a tricky little character, quite schizophrenic, maybe a little more accessible because he's a little more cheeky. There's a bit of comedy in there as well, but he's certainly not a very nice character, but it's great to play the baddie.
And what's he aiming for?
Oh, world domination, of course, just like myself.
I've made God a god with faults. He tries at the beginning to create something. We don't say it's his first world, we say it's a world, and he gets excited, overreaches himself, and gives humans certain qualities that might be questionable.
Like what?
Well, choice. Anyone given choice and temptation without strict guidelines, which God just says don't eat of the tree of knowledge or you will die, and Adam was basically a child. He had to try things out and learn the hard way, which he does.
And we're gawpers, a.k.a. peasants.
They're called gawpers. Yeah.
But they're on all of about 10 minutes, the whole thing, I think.
My chorus of gawpers are essential to the piece because they represent every human being in terms of we make choices, and often we make the wrong choices and we back the wrong people. And first of all, they back Christ and they love him, and just like celebrity, next minute they want to stab him in the back, they don't have anything to do with him, they want him destroyed and out of the way. And then afterwards they regret that decision. And you can't go back on things like that. So it's a developmental production.
Finally, you say you're not playing safe like you did the first time around. Is this going to wind anybody up?
I don't think it'll wind people up. I think it might make people sit up and, rather than casually observe, question. If people go out talking about it and discussing it, debating it, or even criticising it, then I think I've done my job.
Robin Goddard, ending that report from Stephanie Power.